This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You may want a new job in the new year, or you may be on the hunt for a job to replace the one you lost last year. No matter where you are in your career journey, the process of finding a job in a world of virtual listings and AI agents can be extremely frustrating. I'm Rob Hart, and this week on At Issue, we talk about how you can navigate the modern hiring process with two frequent guests on the WBBM Noon Business Hour, Michelle Reisdorf of the Robert Half Company and Rick Cobb of Two Discern in Chicago.
Michelle Reisdorf of the Robert Half Company in Chicago and Rick Cobb of Two Discern, thank you for joining us today on At Issue.
Happy to be here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Now, how can we make sense of the job market going into the new year? Because there are so many numbers out there, and those numbers can really make your head spin. Layoffs are higher compared to the boom coming out of COVID. But what's the real picture? I mean, people are still hiring.
Michelle, you want to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. Clients are still definitely looking for people with specialized skills and talent. And so there are still openings and still needs. What's occurring is cautious hiring. Companies are thinking a lot more about the hires that they make and where they spend that money. But when it comes to specialized skills, they definitely need the help.
Yeah, I back that 100%. You know, there's a study recently that said that 72% of organizations in 2026 are going to be struggling for IT talent, even though there's been one of the biggest markets to been hit, one of the biggest industries has been the tech market. But it's very specific skills. It's machine learning and it's AI, which everybody is saying is the boogeyman. This is what we're doing right now is we're replicating what happened during the Industrial Revolution, but the compression is so fast because they had people that had skills as farriers or whatever. All of a sudden, they didn't have a job, but they could find something for them to do and they could retrain themselves. And now you've got technology is moving so fast that people just get left behind. And on the other end of it, 7% of the hires last year were college graduates. That's very low because they don't have the soft skills and the communication skills or the specific technology skills that they need for the job until they've been there a while, but they're not going to be there because we're not going to hire them.
And then that brings us to the next question is, we talk about AI upending everything. And where exactly the pressure where you see AI asserting pressure in the job market. And I think we talked before about a lot of grunt work that people perform at a company and in their first job out of college, whether it's data entry, whether it's something else, and that grunt job allowed you to meet people who help pull you up the corporate ladder. And a lot of that grunt work is now being replaced by AI. So, Michelle, what's a college graduate to do in this time and place?
Well, what we're finding is that small to medium-sized businesses are still hiring because they're not seeing as great an AI impact. So for a recent college grad, you might shift the companies that you're looking at for job search, right, and be very open to that. But even large organizations, they're facing some challenges with implementation of AI. So those tech skills that we mentioned, you know, that definitely is still an issue. So as a recent college grad, looking at what your skill set is, and maybe adding some additional schooling. But, you know, what we have found is that companies have just put a pause on hiring because of AI. They're not necessarily replacing jobs or not hiring. They're trying to understand what the effects of AI are to their organizations while they still have needs and jobs and work that needs to be done.
Well, it sounds like the big phrase that was probably a source of frustration to job seekers last year and when I say last year, I mean 2024 and last year, 2025, was the phrase "survive until 25." That was the excuse for the holding pattern in 2024, and then it was "survive through 25." Well, now 2025 is in the rearview mirror. So, what rhyming phrase will be used as the excuse in 2026 as why companies are slow to hire?
Well, the phrase is going to be different if you're the company and you're the employer or you're the employee. The message to the employee or that person looking has never changed. Take care of yourself. You know, there are very few organizations who are looking to bring somebody on and have them stay forever. That ship has sailed back in the reorganizations of the 80s. And back to Michelle's point, when you look at the actual total job growth, when you look at the unemployment number and job growth, ADP doesn't measure midsize and small companies. Their sample size is their market, and their market is corporate 1000, Fortune 1000. So the data out there misrepresents a lot of what's going on, but it's great news, right? It's great to talk about how terrible things are. But to your point earlier, smaller and midsize companies always have talent needs. Now, at the absurd level, I mean, you can't go buy a restaurant without saying, we need a dishwasher, we need a line cook. Obviously, that's not what people want to do. But that there's examples of that go on throughout the industry and throughout all companies.
And then you brought up something interesting, Rick, when you're talking about some of the issues that college graduates and college students are facing when they go into the job market. That they have the technical skills, they have the know-how. It's the soft skills that trip them up. And what are some of the soft skills we're talking about?
Well, they're the two that come to mind. One of them is the number one is communication skills. And that's actually, there was a survey done recently that said that there's 2 million open positions right now where communication is listed as one of the expectations or requirements of getting the job. And if you are if you've been raised in the digital world to a large degree, that's not a strong suit for you unless you really are different than the average student. And you're not going to get a chance to develop that in a big company very often because they don't have time for you to figure out how to talk to them. They don't have the patience for that. Things are compressed and moving faster.
And when we say communication skills, it's the ability to carry on a conversation, or is it the ability to conduct a phone call, or is it both?
Yeah, it's ability to reason and solve problems and understand the chemistry of the organization and the social system that you're in. And it's going to be different if you come in from a college or university and you are very good at technology, you're probably not in the arena where you're going to have to communicate on that level.
Yeah. The working world today, hybrid, remote, it's a combination of so many things that what we're finding is the communication has to be like, you have to be able to communicate beyond a text. Sit in a meeting, report out, reach out, pick up the phone, make phone calls because your coworkers might be working remote or across the world. And, you know, the challenges that we're finding in their ability to communicate, which allows the work to get done more proactively, takes a lot on, you know, as far as leaders in getting them up to speed, because, you know, they went through a situation where they even went to school remote, completed, you know, assignments or got degrees in a remote environment, and now are entering a working world where they're required to be on site 3 days a week and, you know, interact with many other departments. So it's been a challenge.
And for Rick and Michelle, as we talk about the impact of COVID-19 on younger workers, if you were in high school or maybe in college when everything shut down in 2020, and maybe you were hybrid learning until 2022, or you were working remotely in your first job as in the fall of 2021, how did that lack of in-person interaction, what are some of the cascading effects that we're seeing even 4 or 5 years down the road?
Well, this is going to sound a little esoteric, but the majority of communication between human beings is nonverbal. You know, the facial expressions, where your eyes go, how your eye dilation, all these things that we read all the time but don't actually think of consciously. So that's gone. And then when you have a meeting, the agenda becomes the driver of the meeting. And so if you and I are talking about, you know, who you picked for your fantasy football team, or, you know, what do you think about the Pope coming to town, or whatever it is, the water cooler talk, you get really good communication and experience and a read of the person. But in a meeting, which is being driven by an agenda, if you go off topic for more than a minute or two, you're going to be in trouble.
In a lot of cases, you've also, they lack that collaboration of being used to working in team settings with others, you know, real time. You get into a work environment where there's a project or a deadline and you need to pull together, and suddenly they're a little lost because they've always operated in that remote world and suddenly have to, you know, be part of a bigger team in person to make something happen. So a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that something that can be solved via internships? I mean, I think I've talked before about how the most important thing in my career in broadcasting was that first internship, because it really opened up door. It was that grunt work that we were talking about before that has been completely eliminated by technology, but it did allow me to meet people who then introduced me to people who then got me into the second thing, and I was on my way. These soft skills, the ability to sit in a meeting, to talk to people, to read social cues, to be on task, are these things that you can learn in an internship, even today?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, more and more companies are asking for interns, even us with our new hires. They're required to be on site 3 days a week, their first 90 days. We put it out there right out front because their natural inclination is to want to work remote or maybe only come to the office 1 day a week. And we push them into that minimum 3 days a week to get them comfortable with being back in an environment, working with people, water cooler speak, learning from each other, because it advances them so much faster from new hire to successful, you know, member of the team.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we've talked about this before, but you might walk on water, but it's not going to be on my pond. What's the difference? You know, so we have these situations where you have hiring, and, you know, we've been through this before on both ends, but in the outplacement business and the recruiting business, where you have, yeah, you know what, there's something about them that I don't like, or there's something about them that I do like, and the do likes have a chance, and the don't likes, it doesn't matter what they're capable of, because I can't visualize myself. I don't want you over to my house for dinner, but I can't see you in the role working with the people that you would need to work with and getting along with them and me feeling comfortable with that conversation. And that's a very emotional connection, and it's a personal connection. And what's going on right now is that is being pushed aside by all of the mechanisms that hire, that create filters, which really never address that social connection, which I think is the most critical part.
You're listening to At Issue on WBBM News Radio. We're talking about getting a job, finding a job in 2026 with Michelle Reisdorf of the Robert Half Company and Rick Cobb of 2Discern in Chicago. We spent quite a bit of time talking about helping younger job seekers find a job, but I'm 45, and one thing that I have noticed from talking to other people my age is their biggest professional fear is they get to 52, 53, 54, and then they have to find a new job. Now, there are laws against employment discrimination based on age, but there's the law and there's also how people conduct their own business and how they find people. If you're in your 50s and you're trying to find the new job this year, how do you approach that search in a time in which maybe you could get dinged or put to the bottom of the pile because your college graduation date or your first job begins with the number 19?
So I think it's really important that you highlight yourself in the correct ways to show what you bring to the table, especially in your experience, right? While we've been talking about all this like lack of communication skills or lack of being able to connect with people, manage projects, et cetera, most companies today hire 50% for hard skills and 50% for soft skills. So where you're light in the hard skills, you may need to really sell yourself on the soft skills, number one. Number two, the other thing I say is you cannot apply for a job the way you applied for a job 25 years ago when you landed your first job. Today is about networking and connecting and reaching out and knowing all the avenues that will open doors for you to get jobs and to be open to using all those avenues and not just applying online and wondering why they can't keep saying no, or maybe are they discriminating against me?
Yeah. The hiring systems, whether it is Indeed or a recruiter or a search firm, any of the, even the internal staff, HR staff in an organization, they are not looking for any individual. They're not looking for a person. They have a need they're trying to fill. And for you to go at the market thinking that they're going to find you and discover you is sort of like saying, I'm going to drive my car around until I find a garage. It's just not going to happen. You have to, back to Michelle's point, you have to take control of your search. What can you control? You can control who you know and what you say to them and how you approach them. And there's a whole process to that. You know, if you just, forgive me for this, but if you just got divorced, you don't go try to date the person you always wish you'd been with because you're going to screw it up, right? It's going to be about the last relationship. And that's the same is true when you're in the market. You don't go look for the opportunity that you most want first, unless it's urgent and they're going to hire tomorrow. You go and practice the process of, for lack of a better metaphor, dating. You got to date a lot in order to get to where you want. And you can't sit on an opportunity thinking that, oh, I'm one of three candidates. Yeah, you're one of three candidates. That means that you beat out 30,000 people, but there's no, they don't have to hire any one of them. Hire none of them. Start over again.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It seems like there's a perception issue, too, with the job market, and that could be driven by a lot of online job application sites, because I think I mentioned this before. If you spend 5 minutes on LinkedIn, it's story after story after story of, I applied to 50 jobs, I applied to 100 jobs, I applied to hundreds of jobs, and they all said no. And that is a resource that was not available 20 years ago. If you were looking for a job, you did have that networking component. Maybe you looked on the company's website, but now you have the ability to apply to 10 jobs a day and get 10 rejection emails automated from an unmonitored inbox 10 days later. So because you're just in this exercise of frustration every day by applying to jobs willy-nilly, that it seems a lot tougher than it used to be, just because you're just hearing the word no a lot more than you used to.
Well, I think the system's designed to tell you no. I mean, I was in the outplacement business for 34 years, and I could tell you there was a time when people would take the resumes, and actually I knew someone who threw them on the stairs and then looked at the ones that landed on the fourth stair. Motorola was legendary for having the first software package that would review that. But all that meant was, instead of getting rejected, 50 no's a day, you were getting 2 no's a day, right? But the game didn't change. The volume of it changed. It's sort of the same way the job market is now, in that it's compressed. The skill shortages are a very narrow band of opportunities, but there's a lot of them. And the people that, if you're somebody like me or you, you're in your middle ages or older, there's no path where somebody goes, let's take a flyer on this person. They went to school back in the 70s. I'm sure they know a lot. No one's making that decision. So when you get face to face with somebody and you can have that interaction and build rapport and ask good questions and identify things that you have as skill sets that would be useful to them, which is the only thing you should ever be talking about, not what you want, but what they're looking for, you have a chance to continue the conversation. And particularly if there's not an ad placed. Once the ad's placed, then everybody's got, that's my ad. I ran it. It's my department. I'm doing this. It's my control. I'm the HR person. I get to do this. But when you meet somebody, you have a conversation with them, there's nobody in the way. It's you and them.
Rick is absolutely right. That volume, it feels so much more severe on the, I'm getting so many more no's, because you can hit apply 50 times in, 30 minutes. And are you getting no's, or are you just not getting a response? Therefore, you chalk that up as a no, right? I mean, yeah. I remember the first job I applied to, I went to the mall and I walked from store to store, asked for an application if they were hiring, filled it out in the cafe area and brought it back in hopes that I would get a job. I made that face-to-face interaction and hoped that store manager might like me enough to have hired me.
Did it work?
Yes, it absolutely did. I had a retail job the first 5 years of my life.
I think we've hit on something. This is why I'm not winning the lotto.
Yeah, right, right.
The math is bad.
Well, the first thing is find a shopping mall that actually has a lot of stores.
Well, that's
and
me
then,
too.
And then go from store to store and try your luck.
Finding work is 3 degrees of separation, right? So you have, and sociologists will tell you that most people have 40 intimate acquaintances. Those people are not going to hire you, but they know you. So you play that card. You use them as a referral to the next circle. And maybe you have somebody on that circle who's a super connector, and they might have 200, right? So now your circle goes from the size of a golf ball to the size of a basketball. And then the next arc out, that's the size of a basketball. Now it's the size of a weather balloon. And if you look at that circle, it won't fit in this room. But people tend to stop when they're just getting going on the networking. And you don't want, Michelle doesn't want me to introduce her to my friend, because my conversation with my friend is about my friend and I, not Michelle. But she wants to be able to say, Rick, let me use your name. Now I'm not in the way.
Now, to give you a pretty good example of the utility of some of these online job resources. 10 years ago, I was in between jobs. My first day at WBBM was February 1st of 2016. So I was in that online job listing purgatory with a lot of other people. So I have upfront experience in that frustration. And there were a lot of applications filled out. There were a lot of no's. When I was transferring data from an old computer, I found the file full of cover letters for these online applications, and there must have been dozens. And years later, I think I might have been hosting the Noon Business Hour, I got a rejection letter from a job to which I applied in the fall of 2015. The system finally, I guess it'd been on the bubble for a decade, and then they finally got around to saying no.
That's just how far down the list you were in terms of the number of people that applied.
Should have gone to the mall. You're listening to At Issue on WBBM News Radio. We're talking about how you can find a job in 2026 with Michelle Reisdorf for the Robert Half Company and Rick Cobb of To Discern. And we talk about some of these soft skills, and one soft skill that may be above and beyond our talent, but it's something you really need to have, and that is the mindset. And when you are trying to retool your skills and convince people you have the skills to solve their problem, to power through hearing no, to power through a frustrating coffee where you don't necessarily get the answer you're looking for. So what can you do as a job seeker just to keep your head in the game and keep your head up during this process, which can be very frustrating?
I recently just attended a networking event where there was a chief marketing officer who had been laid off from a large firm here in the city, had applied to hundreds of thousands of jobs, got no, was actually at the point of depression, she said, when she walked up to me. And she said, you know, what can I do? I spoke at the event about hiring and salary information and whatnot. She said, what can I do? And I said, would you ever consider interim contract work? Just get out there, get out of your house, get out there and do some work. It's not going to be at a CMO level, but would you be open to it? And she said, yes, at this point, I'm so desperate, I would. She came in and registered with us. Within 2 weeks, she was placed. I just bumped into her at the grocery store 2 days ago. And she said, thank you so much for pushing me to take a contract job. I knew it was beneath me, but I'm still there and they're actually making me a permanent offer and I'm so thrilled. But more importantly, mentally, it just got me where I needed to be, even if it wasn't the job. And so I applauded her for actually attending the networking event and putting herself out there, but then afterwards walking up to me and telling me where she was and what she needed help with so I could just connect her, you know, with someone and ultimately a job. And so it's doing things beyond what you would normally do when you're feeling that low about the job search. That would be that one connection that gets you a job, but more importantly, just mentally puts you in the right headspace.
Now, Rick, you will hear from some people when you're changing jobs that sometimes you have to take a step back to go forward. How can you do that purposefully? Because sometimes a step back is just a step back, and you will take a long time to get to where you were, much less go forward.
Well, I think before that is the idea that the hiring entity doesn't like to make that move. They don't like to take somebody, even though you are willing and excited and would love to have that role. Many organizations, my wife is a chief HR officer, I can tell you that I'm not going to hire that person because it's below. They're going to be bored. Or, you know, if you're used to running the show and you now have to go back into the field and be an individual contributor, that's a very difficult transition to move backwards. So that's pride. So I think that's the first challenge. The second part of it is jobs are much more fluid because there are fewer of them in an organization. So back to what we were saying earlier, if it's a mid-sized company, there's so much to do that they can't get it all done. And if you get in at a level lower than you would normally be at, but you are attuned to what your superiors want and need, and you can come in on a lunch break or at the water cooler and say, hey, would it be helpful to you if we were able to solve this problem? And like, of course that would be helpful to them. We'd love to be able to solve that problem. I said, okay, well, I have some background in that. Here's some things that I did like that where I think they might be useful if you're interested. It's not, I want to change my job, I want you to promote me. It's, let me be part of the team, make a difference. And I can tell you, in our organization, we hired a coach in our company who had retired from a very big Fortune 500 company. And by the time I left, he was the number three person in the organization just because he got it done. And it wasn't about, now big companies have more hierarchical restrictions than that. That's why mid-sized companies have more flexibility. But even in big companies, you can, by being willing to take on a project or take on a job or take on a mission or volunteering, would it be helpful to you if I created $4 million in revenue? Oh, yes, of course that would be helpful. I'm going to consolidate. We have 18 companies and they all have different comp plans. That's low. That's not even low hanging fruit. It's rotting on the ground. I can consolidate that and it'll be $4 million net in the end of the year.
Yeah. And then Michelle, let's wrap this up by also just talking about where we are in the year. If you're listening to this in January and you find all of this advice to be actionable and you write down your value proposition, you write down the strengths you can bring to an organization, you write down your contacts, you start to look up lists of networking events. But where are we in the budget year for a lot of companies? Are they hiring right now, or is this where you do all the work for when they do start hiring later this year?
Companies definitely open up new budgets with the new year. And so now is, don't use the holidays just to celebrate the holidays. Use the holidays to get yourself ready to be ready to apply on January 1, because companies have new budgets and they will definitely be looking. I pulled some stats today. The National Federation of Independent Businesses said 56% of companies are still trying to hire, and 89% of them reported few to no qualified applicants. So there are job openings out there. You just got to work harder to find them.
Yeah, I think the other thing that people typically don't do well is, I'm me. I know who I am. No, you don't. You know what you did yesterday? What'd you have for lunch on Tuesday last week? I don't have any idea. So they don't really remember what they've accomplished and what parts of that would be of value to the people that would be looking at them. They remember the last thing they did or the two big things they did. Well, the big thing was 30 years ago, so you're old. And the last thing you did was something that anybody can do. What are all the other things that you've done in your career? Pride is a real demon in this situation when you don't have a job. And getting, to your point, 30 no's a day, that doesn't do anything for your pride. But revisiting what you've accomplished and why somebody would want that and being able to articulate that instead of going home after the interview, I could have told them about that thing. That was a great thing that I did, and I forgot all about it. Know your product. You're the product.
Michelle Reisdorf of the Robert Half Company and Rick Cobb of 2 Discern in Chicago. Thank you for joining us this week on At Issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to hear the program again, you can find it at WBBMNewsRadio.com, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app. Join us next week for another edition of At Issue. Until then, I'm Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.